In the previous episode, I was talking about Marketing Over Coffee podcast, and I referred to the host, one of the hosts of the podcast, as Christopher Brogan. Chris Brogan. He's not Christopher Brogan. That's a different person. It's Christopher Wall is one of the two hosts of Marketing Over Coffee podcast. Then I went downstairs to the kitchen where I thought the crock pot was cooking dinner, except that I plugged the crock pot in but neglected to turn the fucking thing on. So it's like, well, motherfucker, I have no nice hot delicious food ready. I have no hot delicious girl in a Supergirl outfit. Well, might as well record another podcast episode. Fuck it. Made another martini. And here we are. The goal is to wrap this up. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, I am right. Been podcasting for 13 years. Yes. It's saying to me, great one. Why are you such a fucking arrogant bastard? Say, well, because I am. Do I need another reason? I don't think I do. This is Stating the Obvious. Podcasting is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect homes down to show stupid fucking states all around the world. Yes. Yes, I am drinking a martini. Hey, how's it going? Okay, there was a lot of tangenting in the previous episode, but it was a good time. I don't even know what the fuck I talked about. I have to do show notes for that episode. I have no clue what I talked about. Oh wait, I have Supergirl on the list already. But here's my list of what did I talk about in the previous episode so I can do show notes. Here's what I wrote down. Tangenting like a motherfucker. Supergirl, White Knights, Broth. Beyond that, I have no idea what the hell did I talk about in the previous episode? I know what I didn't talk about. I did not talk about the article, Facing Poverty. Academics turn to sex work and sleeping in cars. And once again, girls, this is the definition of the worthless diploma. Why is this so hard for you to understand? When I say unto these people, your diploma is worthless.
No, it's not.
Well, if your diploma is not worthless, why do you have to fuck people for money? If your diploma is not worthless, why are you homeless? If your diploma is not worthless, why do you not have a fucking water heater in your goddamn free mobile home that you got? This ability that you, and not like right-wing statists aren't fucking idiots either, but you left-wing statists, you take it to levels that normal people would never contemplate, right? When we sit and you say, well, your degree is worthless, and you say, no, it's not. And it's like, no, you make $28,000 a year. That's pretty fucking worthless, especially for a fucking college diploma. The evidence is right in front of you. If your diploma was worth money and you have your diploma, then you would be making money. This is logic. Let's do a syllogism. Hold on. Let's do this. English degrees, English diplomas are worth money. I have an English diploma. Therefore, I am worth money. Okay, if you are worth money, why are you making $28,000 a year? You're not worth money. You know why? Because your English diploma is not worth money. Because your English diploma is a dime a dozen. All right. Okay. Focus. I am going to finish this episode. Whatever it takes. Here we go. Homelessness is a genuine prospect for adjuncts. Oh, you poor adjuncts. You could be homeless at any moment. Oh. Did you choose this career? Did you not notice when you were going to college? Did you not? Never mind. That would require powers of observation. When Elaine Tara James Penley, hyphenated the last name, James Penley, finishes work teaching English composition and critical thinking at San Jose State University in Silicon Valley, her husband Jim picks her up. They have dinner. Where do you have dinner? Hold on. They have dinner and drive to a local church. So they're homeless. So they have dinner. So they're eating out? Are they going to nice restaurants? If you have money to go to restaurants, why can't you afford rent? They have dinner. Does neither of these people have family that they can live with or anything? They don't have friends? Nothing. Okay, just checking. I'm just checking. They have dinner and drive to a local church, not a mosque, a church, where Jim pitches a tent by the car and sleeps in there with one of their rescue dogs. Again, if you're homeless, why do you have pets? Pets cost money. Pets are a responsibility. If you're not even responsible enough to be able to afford a place to live, why are you having pets? God, at least they don't have children. At least I haven't read the rest of the article yet. Maybe they do. Who knows? No, actually, they don't have children because she has a husband. So if she had children, they would not be single. They would not be children of a single mother, and thus they would not shoot people in Las Vegas or get arrested for child pornography. In the car, James Penley puts the car seats down and sleeps with another dog. So her and her husband don't sleep together. Each of them sleeps with a dog. Hi, I'm married, but I don't sleep with my wife. I sleep with a dog. What's going on there? Actually, I've seen this woman's picture. If I was married to her, first of all, I would kill myself. Second of all, if I was married to her, I would prefer to sleep with a dog also. They're married and they sleep separately with dogs. I can't figure out why this woman's life is a mess. And she's educating the millennials. She's teaching college. She's teaching critical thinking. See, this is why this podcast that I've been doing for 13 years, let's talk about me for a minute. Have I mentioned that I've been doing this podcast for 13 years? Have I mentioned that I have always been right, except for that one time when I said Hillary Clinton would win the election, but I was still kind of right because I said the parasites outnumbered the producers and Hillary Clinton actually got more popular votes because there are more parasites than producers? This is why the podcast is called Stating the Obvious. Okay, there is nothing that, well, not nothing. There's been a couple of things I've said on this podcast, such as the illusion of infinity, that are beyond the obvious, that the common people, everything I say otherwise, like 98% of what I say on this podcast is blindingly fucking obvious, right? Anita Sarkeesian is fat. This is blindingly obvious. What's that chick's name? Give me a second. Not Supergirl. She's hot. That's also obvious. God damn it. What? Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman is a dumb bitch. Right? This is obvious. She thought that construction symbols, utility symbols, spray painted on the road were swastikas. Okay? She's a dumb bitch. This is obvious. Okay. You and your husband are married, that's why he's your husband, and you sleep separately from each other, and each of you sleeps with a dog. This could be part of your problem. I am saying, this is obvious. This is blindingly obvious. You could find an 8-year-old child from another fucking continent, like the depths of Africa, or somewhere in the depths of China who doesn't even speak English, right? And the child could sit there and observe these two people and figure out that they're married to each other, and then watch them go to sleep separately, each of them sleeping. They're slepping. I'm making up words. Slepping. He could observe them sleeping separately from each other with a dog. And this 8-year-old kid would think to himself, that's kind of fucked up. That might be part of their problem. This is obvious. This should be obvious to anyone who isn't a complete fucking idiot or has a liberal arts degree or believes in global warming. No, I think this podcasting thing is going to catch on. I'm having fun doing this. Over the years, she said, they have developed a system. Oh, you figured out a system. Wait, pattern recognition skills. I'm pretty sure pattern recognition skills were created by the patriarchy to oppress women. Okay. Quote, keep nothing on the dash, nothing on the floor. You can't look like you're homeless. You can't dress like you're homeless. Don't park anywhere too long so the cops don't stop you, unquote. Okay, if you're parked, the cops can't stop you because you're already parked. In order for the cops to stop you, you would have to be moving. If you're parked, then you can't be moving, thus you can't be stopped. Jesus fucking Christ. Is there something about having a hyphenated last name and an English diploma that makes you fucking stupid? So why don't you come to Fort Collins? We have a college where you could teach fucking English and critical thinking here at CSU and get paid almost nothing. But here, as a homeless person, why, you would be worshipped and praised. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we love homeless people. Oh, there's home. God, the last time I went... And it's getting worse. Like, the last couple of times I have gone downtown, it's like the fucking homeless people. It's like that South Park episode where all the homeless people invade and they have to lure them out when they make the bus and they're playing the song. What is it? Giving change to the homeless. It's my God, they are multiplying exponentially. It's like you go downtown and there are fucking homeless people everywhere. So homeless people, stop coming to Fort Collins. It's saturated. I mean, I understand you can make a lot of money standing there. I love, too, when you walk by and you hear the saying, I just got out of jail yesterday. It's like, I've heard this story 3 times now. You got out of jail yesterday every fucking time I see you. But the stupid people will always fall for it. Okay. James Penley. 54. She's 54 years old. She still hasn't managed to get a real job. James Penley, 54, has struggled with homelessness since 2017. How do you struggle with homelessness? You either don't have a home or you do. There's no struggling involved. How do you struggle with this? Okay, like I personally, the great one himself, who you can email me at god@cynlibsoc.com, or you can go to the website where I actually have a fucking search function on my website at cynlibsoc.com, or you can follow me on the Twitterverse at cynlibsoc, or on the gab.ai, where I still need to do something, at cynlib. I bet I don't have to tell you what the 3 letters are, because remember, if you listen to my podcast, you are above average intelligence. And if you listen to my podcast and you're a hot girl and you look good in a Supergirl outfit, you need to contact me immediately. Because, never mind, nobody wants to hear about what I would do to you until I passed out from exhaustion. But let's just say that if you are a cute girl and you have a Supergirl outfit, I will do things to you until I pass out from exhaustion. And when I wake up, I will eat a bowl of Wheaties and then go back to doing things to you until I pass out from exhaustion again. And I might die in the process, but I will die happy. Okay. Hold on, I'm trying to focus. just trying to focus. It's not working. Okay, she's been struggling with home. I struggle not to bitch slap the fuck out of stupid people, right? That's a struggle. How do you struggle with homelessness? You either are or you aren't. Oh, I'm struggling. All right, she's struggling with homelessness. We got it. When she began studying... Okay. She's been struggling with homelessness since 2007 when she began studying for her bachelor's degree. Okay, do we not understand correlation, or is correlation a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women? Say, I started experiencing problems holding a job down when I became an alcoholic. Right? Like, I started experiencing problems in my marriage when I came home every day from work and called my wife a bitch and punched her in the face. I started experiencing problems with the police when I went out on the street with a shotgun and started randomly shooting people. Okay, you started experiencing problems, struggling with homelessness when you started studying for your bachelor's degree in English or whatever the fuck it's in. Did you not think there might be some correlation between you spending money, or you're taking money that you could have been using to pay for a home? You took the money you could have used to pay for a place to live, and you spent it on a worthless diploma. Did you not notice the correlation? Holy fucking shit. This bitch teaches critical thinking. See, right now I'm struggling with not acquiring access to a nuclear warhead and blowing it the fuck up in Silicon Valley. Not just to kill her, but to also kill all the fucking computer programmers there who keep writing software that's so fucked up. I'll tell that story later. I've teased it already. The fuck, god damn it. I finally got the fucking Linux box to work. Not the one at home. My ones at home work fine. But I did the Linux on another box elsewhere. Anyway, it's another story. Which I will tell you about. Along with all the other things I need to tell you about. Okay. Jim, 64, used to be a trucker, but cannot work owing to a herniated disc. Wait, hold on. Does he get like Social Security or Obamacare? I'm sure he's getting some of my tax money. I don't want to hear your fucking whining. Ellen made $28,000 last year. That's more than I made. A chunk of which goes to debt repayments. Oh. So you have debt. So when you were running up the debt, you didn't realize you had to pay for that. How much of that debt is your worthless English degree? I mean, you can make $28,000 a year at, I don't know if I want to say a minimum wage job. I made $24,000 last year, but I don't work full time. Oh, it's glorious. Oh, it's glorious. Wait, you made 20, you don't work 3 months here. 28,000, a chunk of which goes to debt repayments. Who ran those debts up? Oh, you did. The remainder is not enough to afford Silicon Valley rent. Did you know there's places you can live in the world other than Silicon Valley? I mean, you have a degree in English. You should be able to get a job anyway. You have a bachelor's degree. Why, your college education is so valuable, you should be able to get a job anywhere. At night, because apparently they don't poop during the day or anything like that. At night, instead of a toilet, they must use cups or plastic bags and baby wipes. Because apparently in Silicon Valley, there's no public toilets. I mean, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, the homeless people use the library. The downtown library is essentially a homeless shelter. Again, not making it. You go in there, it's fucking homeless people everywhere. They're outside, they're inside. It is a fucking homeless shelter. Government building, nobody will impose any standards because we don't hurt anyone's feelings. We got to be inclusive. Now there's like signs on the doors, the rules of behavior. But the homeless people still rule the place. So apparently Silicon Valley doesn't have public libraries where you can go in there and take a shit like we do here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. At night, instead of a toilet, they must use cups or plastic bags. Why don't you just piss on a tree? And baby wipes. To get clean, they find restrooms. Why can't you? Okay, so you can find a restroom to get clean, but you can't find a restroom to take a shit. Remember, this woman has a hyphenated last name, a bachelor's degree, and she teaches critical thinking. So she can find a restroom to take a sink shower. We're getting to that. But while she's in the restroom taking the sink shower, she's not smart enough to take a shit. Instead, she saves the shit, and then she shits in a plastic bag. College education teaches critical thinking, hyphenated last name. Couldn't possibly be any correlation between any of this because correlations are a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress the women's who care about the children's. That's why they have sex with criminals and spit out babies and become single mothers, and then their babies grow up to shoot people in Las Vegas and be arrested for child pornography. But everything will be better when the Muslims get here and bitch slap the women back into their places. Okay. I say okay a lot. I need to work on that. Oh my God, I exhibited self-awareness. I saw a flaw in myself. I can't possibly be a woman. Wait, hold on. I'm checking. Why, yes, I do have testicles. Two of them, right? I'm touching them right now. I do have testicles. I'm checking my nuts to make sure there's no growths, no hard blood. Yeah. Anyway, the glory of podcast. This is what you guys tuned in for. And somewhere in South Africa, there's a guy's wife listening to this. And she's like, why the fuck do I listen to this asshole? I don't know. Why do you listen to me? You're obviously an intelligent woman if you agree with me, but why do you put up with my shit? Anyway, speaking of shit. Okay, so they poop in cups and plastic bags because they don't use the bag. I don't know. I don't understand this. To get clean, they find restrooms and, quote, we have what we call sink showers, unquote. James Pinley said, the couple keep their belongings in the back of the car and a roof container. All the while, they deal with the consequences of aging. Oh my God, nobody's ever aged until you have, you fucking dumb bitch with a hyphenated last name. James Pinney has osteoporosis in a space too small to even stand up. Maybe she should have thought about the fact that she would get old when she was young and spending money on getting a worthless degree. Or at the very least, maybe she should have married a man who could have a fucking job and provide for her. James Penley does not hide her. Well, then again, she's really ugly. She couldn't have scored a real man. James Penley does not hide her situation from her class. No, of course not, because she wants attention and pity and everything else. If her students complain about the homeless people who can sometimes be seen on campus, okay, why are homeless people hanging out on a college campus? Do I need, wait, never mind. That's a stupid question. Where else would they get sympathy? She will say, quote, "You're looking at someone who's homeless," unquote. Quote, "That generally stops any kind of sound in the room." Oh, once again, reading this sort of shit makes me want to go and take college classes again. I wish I'd have some fucking adjunct professor tell me, like in class, sit there and say, "You're looking at someone who is homeless." And I would say, I'm looking at someone who has a fucking worthless degree. That's why you can't afford a place to live. Oh my God, it's right up there with when I read the HubSpot book and talked about how much I'd like to go fucking interview for jobs and just lie my ass off and get a job and then go in there and just metaphorically just shit all over everyone. God, I really want to go, but I don't have time. Especially this time of year. But I want to go take some college classes again and just shit in people's faces, metaphorically speaking. Just fucking slam dunk. I want a tangent so badly. I'm resisting the urge to tangent and talk about the book Burning the Midnight by Frank Servi? Servi. I don't know who Frank Servi is, but he's fucking brilliant. I read his other book, Uncle Nick, and I've got Burning the Midnight, which I still haven't read. And let me just say, the shtick of the book is that the chapters are papers that he has submitted, like, in a college class. And then at the end of each chapter, it's got the teacher's comments. And I'm reading it, and it's brilliant. And I'm just like, oh my God, this. I thought Uncle Nick was brilliant enough. Uncle Nick is, on a scale of 1 to 10, Uncle Nick is about a 12.3. This book, Burning the Midnight, could actually be better than Uncle Nick. I don't know who Frank, I'm fucking your last name up. I can't talk. God damn it. It's okay, though, because correct pronunciation of words is a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women, and by pronouncing words incorrectly, I'm smashing the patriarchy and smashing the binary. I'm a social justice warrior, and look at me virtue signaling. Burning the Midnight. I don't know who Frank, I'm going to call you Frank. I don't know who Frank is, other than these books. I don't know anything about him. He is like a god to me. Oh, jeez. If you have not read Uncle Nick, get your fucking ass over to Amazon.com. You should go through cls.link, cls.link, my Amazon affiliate, so I can buy more Supergirl paraphernalia. And buy this fucking book. Uncle Nick. What the fuck is Uncle Nick something? All right, see, now I'm tangenting again. Where's the book? No, it's just Uncle Nick. Why do I not see the book? Oh, I know. Never mind. I know why I don't see it. Uncle Nick. Burning the Midnight. Buy them. CLS.LINK. Because I want more Supergirl shit. Okay. Focus. We're going to finish this. God, I am done. This podcasting thing is fun. I'm just saying. People, you think, goddamn great. Look, I'm having a good time, so go fuck yourself. All right, she's whining. She has a fucking old age. Oh, she's poor. Oh, yeah, she's homeless. Okay, here we go. Quote, "That generally stops any kind of sound in the room." Oh, I wish I was in the room when she said that. Quote, "I tell them, your parents could very well be one paycheck away, one illness away from homelessness, so it is not something to be ashamed of. Unquote. First of all, no, most people's parents are not one paycheck away from homeless. Second of all, it's not the homelessness that you should be ashamed of. What you should be ashamed of is the fact that you are excruciatingly ugly. You should be ashamed of your worthless diploma. You should be ashamed of your shitty job. You should be ashamed of the fact that you sleep with a dog instead of your husband. You should be ashamed of the fact that you spent money getting a fucking diploma that doesn't allow you to make enough money to have a place to live. You should be ashamed that you're an idiot. You should be, and you fucking sucked Obama's cock for 8 years because you believed in hope and change. And where are you? After 8 years of sucking Obama's cock, where are you? Oh, you're homeless. How did the fucking hope and change work out for you? And now you're sitting here lying to these fucking stupid little millennial fucks and telling them that if they get their fucking diploma in English or fucking journalism or sociology, that they can change the world. You can't even pay rent, much less change the world, but you're going to lie to them. Many adjuncts are seeking to change their lot by unionizing, right? Not by getting a real job, not by creating value for other people, but by trying to create a union and thus get more money that way. Because God forbid you actually do something to benefit another human so that the other human says, "Holy shit, you created value for me. I am very grateful to you. Let me express my gratefulness to you by giving you money." No, 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 because see, adjuncts are parasites. Do you adjuncts realize that just as people who take orders in fast food restaurants can be replaced by iPads, do you realize that you can be replaced by YouTube? I mean, it's like, I teach English Composition 101. I mean, how hard is that to teach? Yes, I understand the millennials are very stupid, but even given that, how hard is English Composition 101? Not very. Oh, but great one. How do you know? Did you take English Composition 101? No. No, the great one has not taken English Comp 101 because when the great one went to his first community college, they said, "Well, you have to take these classes before you can take any others." And I said, "But I'm not here to major. I'm just here to take some classes for the fun of it." They said, "But you still have to take these classes before you can take some others." I said, "Oh." And they said, "Unless you can test out of them." And I said, "Oh, I'll do the," and I took the test out shit and I fucking aced it. English Comp 101, when you write a paper, you have an introduction, you have a body, and you have a conclusion. In all of those, you use each paragraph as a separate thought, a separate concept. You put a period at the end of each sentence. That's English Comp 101. If you can't test out of that, you should be exterminated. No, you shouldn't be put in a concentration camp because you're too fucking stupid for a concentration camp. You should be shot right where you're standing. Okay? Anyone who's had 12 years of public education, even as bad as it is, of course, then again, nowadays it's hard to tell because all they teach you is that global warming and Republicans are evil and Donald Trump is Hitler. If you can't, after 18 fucking years on the planet Earth, if you can't get through English Composition 101, introduction, body, conclusion, paragraphs, if you can't do that, you should be dead. Great one. You mean that metaphorically. No, I don't mean it metaphorically. I mean dead. Like the 6 million Jews that Hitler gassed, that kind of dead, that's the kind of dead you should be. Dead. Many adjuncts are seeking to change their lot by unionizing and attempting to parasite off of the taxpayers who actually create value for other people because they are primarily heterosexual white men with jobs. And have done so at dozens of schools in recent years. Dozens. They are notching successes. Oh my God! Successes. Some have seen annual pay increases of about 5%. Whew! 5% of nothing equals nothing. And you gotta have nothing if you want to be an adjunct. They have seen annual pay increases of about 5% to almost 20%. 20% of nothing is nothing. According to Julie Schmidt, Executive Director of the American Association of University Professors. You know, by the way, Aaron Clary, who actually sent me the link to this, Aaron Clary did a podcast about this very same article that I'm reading. I have not yet listened to Aaron's article. Whew. I have not yet listened to Aaron's podcast about this article because I did not want to pollute my opinions with it. So I got to remember, once I finish this, I've got to go hunt that down and see what he says about it. If I remember, I'll put the link to Aaron's podcast in these show notes. If it's not, it is in the show notes for the first three episodes in this series, if I forget. Schools are often opposed to such efforts. That's odd because colleges are run by left-wing statist liberal Democrats who believe in tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, helping the poor. Why would they be opposed to paying adjunct professors more money? Oh yeah, because left-wing statists are a bunch of hypocritical pieces of shit. They are the truest fucking garbage of the earth. This is one of the reasons I get along better with right-wingers. Right-wingers, I mean, if they hate faggots because God said faggots will burn in hell in the Bible, they will just tell you. Say, do you hate homosexuals? Yes. Why? Because God said so. Okay. I mean, I can disagree with you, but at least you're honest. At least you're honest. Left wings, we care about poor people. Really? Why do you pay your adjuncts such shitty-ass wages? I don't know what the answer is because I've never heard the answer. Yeah, at least the right-wing statists are fucking honest. Schools are often opposed to such efforts, no shock there, and say unions will result in higher cost for students, which they will because the cost of giving the adjuncts more money is just going to get passed on to the students. I've explained this over and over and over. Ted said to you, corporations don't pay taxes. People pay taxes. If you tax the corporations more, the corporations just either cut quality or raise cost. It all gets passed on to the consumer. The students are the consumer of education. If you give the adjuncts more money, instead of eliminating all the stupid classes like English Composition 101, instead of getting rid of all the stupid majors like ethnic studies and fucking sociology and fucking international communication, yes, the students will simply pay more fucking money. Because the people, the administration, and the football coaches at the universities are not going to take pay cuts. They're not. They are not going to take pay cuts. When the adjunct professors get a raise, it's simply going to get passed on to the students. Fact. That is, and once again, another statement of the obvious. Only the most brain-dead, retard, left-wing, statist, social justice warrior, global warming, believing piece of shit would think otherwise. And for certain adjuncts, any gains will come too late. Yes, because they've already destroyed their life so badly that there's no recovering. Okay. Mary Faith. Her first name is Mary Faith. It's hyphenated. Mary Faith. Who gives a shit? 56 years old. the homeless adjunct who captured the public's attention, I've never heard of her before, with her protest in New York 3 years ago, said that in the aftermath, little has changed in terms of her living condition. Well, yeah, because you're still poor. You still have a worthless degree. You still can't afford rent. Why would anything change? But I protested. Okay, protesting, much like hope, is not a process. Well, man, I really want another martini after I finish this one. I think I will protest. Well, protesting is not going to fill the martini glass. Okay, to get another martini, I have to go to the kitchen. I have to open the freezer. You take out the martini. You take out the bottle of gin. It'd be great if you had a bottle of martini. You know, you take out the bottle of gin. You take out the shaker. You take the top off the shaker. You take the vermouth out of the refrigerator. You pour a cap full of vermouth in there. You pour 2.5 jiggers, not niggers, jiggers, for those of you who fucking can't listen. You pour 2.5 jiggers of gin into the fucking shaker. You put the top back on the shaker. You fucking shake it because it's shaken, not stirred, like James Bond and shit. And then you take the martini glass, you put the olive in it, you put the toothpick in the fucking olive, you shake the fucking shaker again, you take the fucking pour cap off, you fucking turn it over, you pour. See, there is no motherfucking protesting here. Protesting will not get me another martini. Hope will not get me another martini. You know what will get me another martini? Getting off my fucking ass and putting some goddamn effort into it. And that's what, I mean, you fucking whores, obviously you can't do that. You are adjunct professors. By definition, you are incapable of getting off your ass and putting effort in anything. You have a fucking worthless degree. You have a fucking stupid ass fucking worthless job because you only wanted to work 9 months out of the year teaching the most stupid fucking worthless generation that planet Earth has ever fucking seen. God damn it. It's a good thing I'm in a good mood today. Can you imagine if I was in a bad mood? And I have a martini. God damn, yes. Have I? Look, I don't want this to come across the wrong way, but let's talk about me for a minute. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, moving on. I'm wrapping this up. It's going to happen. I would like to talk about me. Well, all right. My two favorite subjects, me and Supergirl. Anyhow. All right, Mary Faith, whose name I don't give a shit, I can't pronounce, 56, home, blah, blah, blah. Two generous people, two virtue-signaling people, a retiree and then a nurse, offered her temporary accommodation, but she subsequently ended up in a tent pitched at a campground and, after that, a broken sailboat docked at the Hudson River, in the Hudson River. Okay, if you're living in a broken sailboat on the river, you're not homeless. You actually have a houseboat, which is better than a lot of people have. But there was, however, one shift. All the moving around made it hard for her to make teaching commitments. And in any case, the pay remained terrible. Wait, I thought, didn't this whole entire section, English Comp 101, this whole section started off with how adjuncts are seeking to change their lot by unionizing, and they're getting annual pay increases of 5 to 20%. So it's getting better, but see, now it says, oh, but the pay remained terrible. So she gave it up. Oh, you could no longer work your worthless fucking degree and work your worthless fucking job. You had to give that up. Oh my goodness, I wonder what she's doing now. She currently lives in a subsidized room in a shared house in a wealthy county of New York. Wait. What is a subsidized room? You mean she's living in a room that the taxpayers are paying for? What does she do for a job? It doesn't say. So she stopped working altogether, and now she's living for free at taxpayer expense. Okay, I need you to understand that when I become president of the United States in 2024, this shit's going to come to an end. Well, but see, the thing is, it's not, because if this is a state level program, I'm all I can fix is the federal government. The states can do whatever they want. She lives in a subsidized room in a shared house in a wealthy county north of New York. So she's living at taxpayer expense and doing nothing. Fucking parasites. Absolute fucking parasites. 4. Rebecca Snow. That's actually, I'm not going to lie, guys, that's kind of a fucking hot name. Like if some chick came up to me and said, I'm Rebecca Snow. I'm sure Rebecca Snow is not hot, but I'm just saying. It's like, oh, Rebecca? Because I like the name Rebecca. Alexandra? That's a hot name. Alexandra. Rebecca Snow. That's a very hot name. Anyway, for Rebecca Snow, who is not hot and would not look good in a Supergirl outfit, 51 years old, another adjunct who quit teaching after a succession of appalling living situations, there is a sense of having been freed, even though finances continue to be stressful. Well, again, what? You take a shitty job, and then you find out it's shitty, and you act all, oh my God, oh, here's a picture of Rebecca Snow. Oh God, she was never attractive in her life. She couldn't be attractive if she fucking... She couldn't be attractive if she was a completely different human who was attractive. She, God. Great one. You can't make fun of the way people look. Yes, I can. I'm doing it right now. Oh, she's from Denver. Okay, she began teaching English composition. Once again, does anyone notice? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Pattern recognition created by the patriarchy to oppress women. Does anybody can do pattern recognition here? I teach English composition. I'm a journalism. You know how they're all English composition and journalism majors? She began teaching English composition at a community college in the Denver area in 2005. But the poor conditions of homes she could afford meant she had to move every year or two. Home she could afford. Is she buying or renting? Okay, renting. I'm reading ahead. Why do you have to, it means like, okay, if you can only afford shitholes, moving from one shithole to another doesn't improve anything, and in fact it adds to your cost, because you have to pay for the moving part. Do any of you people have any common sense? She left one place because of bed bugs. Is that even still a thing? Fumigate. Fumigate, sweetheart, fumigate. Another, when raw sewage flowed into her bathtub, and the landlord failed to properly fix the pipes. Okay, hold on. Hold it. Hold everything, bitches. Don't you have a government that's supposed to protect you from stuff like this? Doesn't the government have regulations about housing and all these other things? Why don't you go to the housing inspectors? They exist. I know. I actually had to call them in on slumlords once here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. So it's a not that exciting of a story. But the point is, you have the government. You know the government, the one that builds the roads? You have the government to protect you from this. Why don't you use it? Sometimes her teenage son would have to stay with her ex-husband. Divorced woman. Once again, well, let's pretend there's no correlations here. Divorced. When she couldn't provide a stable home. Oh my God. Snow even published a poem about adjuncts housing difficulties. She published a poem. Oh my goodness. It's on the internet. Here, it's oh my God. It's way longer than it needs to be. We're not just tired of hearing our neighbors while taking a bath. We must keep slavery out of America, corporate decisions out of education. Your education system is not run by corporations. It's run by left-wing statist cunts just like you. You dumb bitch. Please die. Please die. Just die right now. In the end, she left the profession when the housing and job insecurity became too much and her bills too daunting. Today, she lives in a quiet apartment above the garage of a friend's house, located 15 miles outside Spokane, Washington. She has a view of the lake and forested hills and one novel under her belt. She is working on a second. What does she do for money to pay rent? Teaching was the fantasy, she said, but life on the brink of homelessness was the reality. Quote, I realized I hung on to the dream for too long, unquote. Yes, teaching is a fantasy because you go into teaching and you think, oh my God, I'm going to work 9 months out of the year. I'm going to make a lot of money. And like the students are going to think I'm so cool because I'm a teacher. I'm going to be a teacher and I'm going to be so cool. And like I'm going to fit right in with all the millennials and I'm going to be so cool. And I'm going to teach people about social justice and how racist Republicans are. And I'm going to tell them that Donald Trump is literally Hitler. He's not just literally Hitler. He's like literally Hitler. And like even Hitler believed in global warming, but Donald Trump doesn't. So he's like triple literally Hitler. It's going to be really HubSpotty and 1 + 1 is going to equal 3. Sweeties, you have a worthless degree and you're worthless. What more do you, what? I'm stating the obvious. I'm like a broken fucking record.